Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, February 13, 2023. This morning I will talk about the two brothers. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Almighty Father, we praise you for your modeling of unconditional love that permits us to grow and realize our potential, something especially problematic at a time when so many people are dying early from preventable causes. Forgive our obstinate hearts, our distracted thoughts, and our lazy hands. Thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, who lived a sinless life, died on the cross, and rose from the dead to atone for our sins and to offer us salvation. In the power of your Holy Spirit, open our hearts, illumine our minds, and strengthen our hands in your service. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In Proverbs 15:1 we read, "A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." Jesus tells the story of a man with two sons, neither of whom loved their father. The younger son came to him one day and asked him for his inheritance in cash. He then took the money, left town, and began living in style in a foreign country. This reckless lifestyle did not last long, and soon the young man had to get a job. Not being a planter, he had to accept degrading work. As the son's mind began to wander, he remembered his good life at home and resolved to beg his father to take him back as a household servant. When the father saw the son coming, he went out to meet him and wrapped his arms around him. As the son began to apologize for his horrible behavior, his father would hear none of it. He took his son, he cleaned him up, and he got him some new clothes. Later, he threw a party for his son. Later, when his older brother came home and discovered the party, he became jealous and started behaving badly. But his father reminded him, "Celebrate and be glad, for your brother was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found." This is in Luke 15. The parable of the two brothers, often called the parable of the prodigal son, shows a young man going through a series of challenges, transitions, that enabled him to see his father with new eyes and to accept his father's help. Without these challenges, he, like his older brother, would not have been able to bridge the gap between him and his father. Without his father's acceptance, he could not have returned home. Here we see the father's love for the son as a catalyst for the son's growth and maturity, a kind of coming-of-age story. By contrast, his older brother remained angry and stuck, neither able to love his father nor his brother, a pattern that today might be described as codependency. We might imagine that the boy's absence helped the father to move beyond a stricter parenting style that obviously failed to engender growth in the older brother. In the parable of the two sons, the father models God's grace in two paragrammatical cases presented by the two sons. In both cases, the father offers restorative justice, grace designed to allow growth, where he might have rendered criminal justice had the sons not been in relationship. Restorative justice makes sense to Christians because we have known Christ our entire lives, but it is new to Jesus' audience as we read, "Our son is stubborn and rebellious, and he will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard. Then all the men of the city shall stone him to death with stones." This is Deuteronomy 21:20-21. One reading of this passage, "But while he was still a long ways off, his father saw him and felt compassion, and ran and embraced him and kissed him." This is Luke 15:20. Is that the father was protecting his son from a community more accustomed to stoning rebellion sons than offering them restoration. Against this backdrop, the father's response is unexpected, a radical departure from local custom. The love that Jesus highlights in the parable is transformative because it allows renewal of a relationship and the opportunity of personal growth, reminiscent of God's request of Abraham, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you." This is Genesis 12:1. Growth in relationship is a radical departure from a traditional society that more typically values loyalty in well-defined, that is, static relationships, not independence and growth in dynamic relationships. In my own family, sons were expected to serve their fathers on the farm well into middle age. My grandfather broke with this tradition because his own ambition was to attend college and study to become a pastor, and that was not warmly embraced. Instead, he followed his own father into farming, a source of much resentment. Craig Bloomberg classifies Jesus' parables by their structure, not their content. He begins with an analysis of parables like the parable of the two brothers, writing, "Many of Jesus' parables have three main characters. Quite frequently, these include an authority figure and two contrasting subordinates. The authority figure, usually a king or a master, judges between the two subordinates, who in turn exhibit contrasting behavior. These have been called monarchic parables. Here the authority figure is a father who has two sons. Bloomberg sees one point for each character. The first point, even as the prodigal always had the option of repenting and returning home, so also all sinners, however wicked, may confess their sins and turn to God in contrition. Point number two. Even as the father went to elaborate lengths to offer reconciliation to the prodigal, so also God offers all people, however undeserving, lavish forgiveness of sins if they are willing to accept it. Point number three. Even as the older brother should not have begrudged his brother's reinstatement, but rather rejoiced in it, so those who claim to be God's people should be glad and not mad that he extends grace even to the most undeserving. The extraordinary love of the Father is unexpected, which hints that the parable is allegorical. The love offered by the Father is also unconditioned, contrary to Jewish tradition, because growing up and leaving home involves many forms of loss that must be grieved. Such growth is difficult under the best of circumstances. This makes Abraham's journey of faith and our own all the more remarkable. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.